Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
This episode is intended for mature audiences.
If you have to promise, you had nothing.
You stole from me, and you want me to make you promises?
I got your money. I have it right here.
And now you care about the price. Now you care about the consequences. Now you care about your family, Alex. Where was your love for your family when you took off with my money? What did you love then, Alex? Why don't people think about what matters until fate takes it away?
Please, I'm begging you. Please.
Welcome to the Dark Sanctum. Look around you. Communication, the power of connecting one voice to another, one soul to another, one heart to another. That's what a mobile phone can do. Behold, a phone bruised and banged and bloodied. This phone can bring two voices together, unless you make one mistake too many. Then it can tear your world apart. Fate, ugly and sneering and vindictive, has a message waiting for you. Just step over the threshold into the eerie charcoal void of the Dark Sanctum.
You seem nervous. Are you nervous?
No, sir. Officer.
All right. License and registration?
Officer, you don't understand. I have to get home to San Diego by 8 p.m. sharp.
No, you don't understand. A suspended license means you don't drive. That's a misdemeanor. Up to 6 months in jail and a stiff fine.
No, but...
And because you resisted, this is where you're spending the night. Get in.
Officer, please, listen to me. I have to get home. It's urgent.
Yeah. It's always urgent. You're not going anywhere tonight, pal.
Jesus, it's almost 8. I have to get home by 8.
You're gonna cool your heels in this jail cell tonight, my man.
But...
I need your phone, everything in your pockets, and all your clothes.
What?
I'm just yanking your chain. This is the Hemet Town lockup, not Sing Sing. Keep your shit. Make as many calls as you like. Call your girlfriend.
My wife.
Call them both. I don't care. There's your toilet. There's your cot. Be a good boy, and I'll see you in the morning. I'm going home.
You mean nobody will be here? It's just me?
Would you be here with you if you had a choice? Good night, sweetheart. Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. Oh, and by the way, there are definitely bed bugs in that cot.
I'm supposed to be there right now. Roper, it's me.
Well, speak of the devil. I'm rolling up to your house right now.
Something's happened. I'm not there. I can't get there tonight.
Oh, I did not hear that.
I got stopped. Delayed. I got the money. The envelope's right here with me. It's all there. I'll get it to you as soon as
I
can.
See you at 8, I said. I'll be there, you said. At 8, I promise, you said. With the money, you said.
Listen, yeah, I know,
and
I know.
Here I am at your front door at precisely 8 o'clock.
I can't get there tonight.
Did you really think when you stole that money that nobody would notice, Alex? Did you really think I would forgive it? Do you think I'm where I am and who I am because I forgive people who steal from me?
I've got your money, though. It's all here.
Do you really think there'd be no price to pay, Alex?
I have the money.
Oh, we'll collect the money, and you'll pay the price.
What do you mean?
Well, you got a pretty little wife, don't you?
Wait, no,
no. Her name's Caitlin. Pretty little Caitlin, 5'5", blonde with blue eyes, and a nice, tight ass.
Wait.
It'd be a
wait.
Shame if anything happened to Caitlin.
I got your money, all of it!
And your little daughter, Quinn, how old is she now? Oh, don't tell me she's 9.
Oh.
Do you know what it looks like when a bullet rips through the head?
No.
Well, I do. And it's messy. Very, very messy.
You don't...
Or...
I...
You could walk in the door 3 fucking minutes ago.
Help! Help! Help me, please! Caitlin. That's right.
Hi, it's me. Leave a message at the town.
Caitlin, please, call me back right away. You have to get out of the house. You and Quinn, both of you have to leave right now. There's just somebody about to come to the door, and you can't let them in. Do not let them in. Don't answer it. Please, just call me. Call me as soon as you get this. Shit. What time is it? Shit. Where is she? Oh, that's Thursday.
Why are you calling me when you're supposed to be in front of me with a bundle of cash in your hand and a look of regret on your fucking face?
I have the cash. I've got it right here. I'm in jail for the night, okay? I'm trapped. You just have to listen to me.
Your house is lovely, Alex. Where do you get the bucks for a spread like this? You don't steal it from your business partners, do you?
You're inside my house?
Beautiful. Oh, it's just beautiful, but nobody's home. Lucky you.
No! What's that noise?
That's me pissing on your coffee table, jackass. Did you know forensics can't collect DNA from piss, but blood? Oh, blood, that's a different story, and there's gonna be plenty of that when your pretty little missus gets home.
It's Thursday.
It certainly is, past 8 p.m.
And she's at yoga class on a Thursday night, okay? Quinn is with her. She doesn't have her phone until class is over at 8:15, and it takes her like 5 minutes to get home. If she doesn't check her phone, I can't warn her. I can't tell her how to stare away if I can't reach her. If I can't reach her, if you have to promise me that nothing will...
You stole from me, and you want me to make you promises?
I got your money.
And now you care about the price. Now you care about the consequences. Now you care about your family, Alex. Where was your love for your family when you took off across the fucking desert with my money? What did you love then, Alex? Why don't people think about what matters until fate takes it away? I don't understand human nature, Alex.
Thank you, please.
You know, I don't think I'll kill them right away. I'm looking at these pictures of your blushing bride. Nice rat, pretty face. I think I'll have some fun with her first.
No, no.
And your little queen gets to watch.
No, 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 you fucking dare.
Until her turn comes around.
Please, you fucking touch her.
Hi, it's me. Leave a message at the town.
Caitlin, listen. It's really important that you do not go home. Please, you just go to your mom's. Go anywhere but home. Please, just call me. Please.
What's the nature of your emergency?
I want to report a break-in. Somebody's got a gun, and he's in my house in San Diego threatening my family.
Are you at home now, sir?
No.
Where are you now?
I'm in a jail cell in Hemet.
You're in jail in Hemet, but you're calling to report a break-in in San Diego?
Yes.
How do you know someone with a gun has broken into your home?
I called the guy.
So you know the perpetrator of the break-in?
Yes. No, yes. Please, can't you just send somebody out of my house?
Because you're in jail?
Yes.
And your friend, the criminal, is threatening your family.
They're not at home right now, but yes.
So he's not threatening your family because they're not there, and neither are you.
Just send somebody, please. It's your job, right?
It's a very busy night here, sir.
It's 8:15. She's getting into class now. Caitlin!
Look what I just found. It's the little lady's phone. Right here on the nightstand in the bedroom.
No, please don't. You fucking hurt her.
I can smell her on this bed. Sweet.
Please.
Oh, she's not home yet, Alex. Just a lonely telephone with messages from you. What a surprise, and she'll never get to hear any of them.
Listen, I have no way of reaching her without that phone. I can't warn her, okay?
You should have thought about that before you stole my goddamn money. What kind of woman doesn't bring her phone with her to her yoga class? The kind who trusts her husband not to put her life in danger.
I promise me you won't hurt her. She has nothing to do with this.
Oops, somebody's at the door. Gotta go, Alex.
No, no! Ow! Somebody help!
What's the nature of your emergency?
My name is Alex Neagle. Someone's going to kill my wife. 2271 First Avenue in San Diego. He's got a gun. I did something wrong. Now I can't take it back, and my wife and my child are in danger. I'll do anything, please.
Okay. Dispatching officer now.
Caitlin? Quinn, honey. Oh, where's mommy? Where's mommy?
Where?
I can't be there right now, Quinny. Are you okay? Where's your mom?
I don't know. I'm scared, honey.
I know you are, honey. I know. I'm sorry.
I hear mommy.
Let me hear, honey. Let me hear. Put the phone up. Yourself in the bathroom. Can you do that, honey? Quinn, I want you to lock yourself in the bathroom. Can you do that, honey? I know you're scared. I know, honey. I know. Listen to me. You have to listen to me now. Just do what I'm asking you. Please. Please just lock yourself in the bathroom, okay? Okay? Right now. Quinn! Quinn.
What? 911, what's the nature of your emergency?
I'm Alex Neagle. I called a minute ago. Someone is going to kill my wife and my baby. 2271 First Avenue in San Diego. You said you'd send somebody out. Are you close? Please.
A unit is in the area, sir.
That's not good enough! I heard my wife screaming, okay? My child is in danger. He's gonna fucking kill them!
Sir, we'll get there as quickly as we can.
Quinn!
Know how easy it is to break down a bathroom door, Alex?
No, you fucking hurt her! I'll fucking kill you, please! You don't fucking hurt her!
Oh. So messy.
Where's Caitlin? Where's my wife?
You're flashing back, aren't you, Alex? To all those beautiful moments you shared with your wife and your daughter. Before you decided something that wasn't yours was more important than everything that was.
Why did you kill me? Why did you come for me? It's my fault. It was all my fault.
Yes, it is. All your fault. You deserve to be dead. Because of you, your wife is sprawled across a bed bleeding out. Your baby girl is splattered all over a bathroom. You know, Alex, when you take things for granted, you deserve to lose them.
I should be dead.
Oh, you will be.
What does that mean?
We have friends everywhere, Alex. People who owe us. Even in the sheriff's office in dusty old Hemet, California. You don't think you were stopped by accident, do you? First you stole my money, now this.
Hello?
Tried to escape, tried to grab his service pistol when the sheriff opened the cell. Oh, Alex. He might have to act in self-defense. He might have to shoot you between the fucking eyes.
What?
I'm here to bail out my husband.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Your husband was shot and killed during an escape attempt.
Do you have his belongings?
Of course. Here you go.
There was an envelope.
Right here. It's all there.
Thank you. Roper, it's done. I've got the package.
I'm keeping the bed warm for you.
Quinn! How about some ice cream on the way home?
Dark Sanctum, episode Detour, starring Clive Standen, Bethany Joy Lenz, and Michael O'Neill. Created, written, and directed by Mark Ramsey. Produced by Mark Ramsey and Jeff Schmidt. Sound design, scoring, and mix by Jeff Schmidt. Executive producer, Paul Anderson, for Workhouse Media. Until next time.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.